2017, the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. Welcome to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
That's right. It's the show you've been waiting all year for.
Every day this year.
The Who's Your Daddy Godcast 2017 Year in Review Show. Do we need to say show?
Waiting with bated breath.
I cannot
wait. Yeah, it sounds like
wait.
Milton Berle's going to come out or something.
Really big shoe. I know we're going to get questions. Who is Milton Berle? Google it. Listen, do not write in who is Milton Berle. We live in a golden age right now. You can go on Google on your phone, type in Milton Berle, and you'll know how old Keith is.
For Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. This is Frank Sasso sitting here with the one and only Keith Axum, treasurer of Who's Your Daddy, and a History with God Ministries. We are sitting here with bagels and cookies and coffee and all just fun things. We're about to review the year of 2017.
And today is?
Today is January 1, 2017.
What an appropriate day.
Yes. I mean, unlike
the new year with a New Year's podcast.
We're here, it's just you and me today. Unlike last year when we had Terrence Clark here.
We had an overseer to keep us in control.
We were sitting up straight. We had our headphones on. We were like, wow, look at us. And we were on our best behavior.
Because Terrence was knuckles here. Slapped, you know.
Yeah, Keith was concerned that Terrence was going to hit him over the knuckles with a ruler or something if we started, like, carrying on and getting drunk in the spirit. We started riffing, man, in the spirit.
You know,
spirit.
The normal chaos.
He even sang. Remember when he sang?
Yes, yes. Great voice.
Let's take a listen real quick to that episode.
You just keep saying I'm the righteousness of God because sooner or later, that righteousness person that you be
right.
will rise up and repel anything else that tries to make you be what you ain't.
Right. Yeah.
Because
right.
everything else is trying to make you be, pardon the English, to be what you ain't. Right. I ain't sick. I ain't poor. I ain't beat up and cast off somewhere. I am who God says I am.
Do you know what I mean? He was intense that day. Well, Kenneth Copeland of Kenneth Copeland Ministries received a word from the Lord for 2017. You heard it in the very beginning of the intro there, that 2017, the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. Here's the word. You ready for this? This is good.
I am ready for it.
This coming year is not going to be anything like anybody has thought up to now. This is a year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. Notable miracles at the hands of not only ministers in the fivefold ministry, but just among the people. Believers will lay hands on the sick and notable miracles will be done. I like that word, notable.
Yeah.
Not
like
just miracles.
Not a casual miracle.
Yeah, notable.
A notable miracle.
Like, take note.
Yeah.
Okay. People are going to be texting. They're going to be emailing.
Not your everyday miracle.
No.
Right.
But watch for the children. Watch for the children coming forth with miracle working power manifest around them. And they are just children. And they will be just children. And I'm not talking about 15 to 20 year olds. Of course, they're involved. But, saith the Lord, watch the little ones. A child shall lead them. Mm. Many things are going to be happening in the kingdom of God in 2017. And it won't be anything like you thought. It'll be grander and greater. An outpouring such as has never been seen before, says the Spirit of Grace.
Mm.
Wow.
That's potent.
That's available on the website if you want to download that and, you know, stick it on your fridge.
It gives you chills.
That's good stuff. Notable miracles from little children, from little kids.
Yeah.
See, I see that as
saying... I've heard that a lot the past few years about, you know, the young, you know, really them, the next generation, you know.
But you also have to approach God like a little kid.
That's true.
Does he mean that too? Or does he mean in the natural, like actual little kids are going to be doing notable miracles?
I think he means actual little kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. So what's, you know, crazier than a little kid laying hands on somebody and have them get healed? You know? Kid doesn't know which end is up, and he's healing people.
I'm also going to take that to mean, because God, you know, he's like, a million things going on in one word. I'm going to also take it to mean that if you approach the Lord, if you approach God as a little kid, then you'll be doing notable
miracles.
Then you'll be...
Let me interpret for Frank. He means notable miracles.
That as well. That's what I think.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I think you can take it. I think you can take it for yourself.
You know, I think I'm going to take it.
You can take that word, and you can take
I'm going to take that.
You can say, I'm taking it, and I'm taking it this way. Like, you ever hear of a word for somebody else? And
yeah.
It's like, I'm taking that for me.
Yeah.
It's like an awesome word.
It was a while. I didn't think you were, like, allowed to do that.
Yeah, like you gave Richard Bailey a word years ago. Still on
Richard,
my phone.
Richard, brother mom.
Still on my phone. I still listen to it every now and
then. What word was that?
It was about... David, you know, he was going through a rough patch. And
do you have it on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Let's take a listen to that word right now.
I remember a young man, David. He had to face this giant named Goliath. The time that David asked the question, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That was not the first time David knew about Goliath. David had grown weary of Goliath. And what happened at that moment, David truly became tired of this Goliath that was in his life. And right here, at that moment, David realized who he really was and who Goliath wasn't. Ponder this. What you're going through, I know it makes no sense to you. It's been going on a long time. Ponder this as well. I did not cause it. I love you. And I am not trying to teach you something here. In the situation you're in, look at David and be encouraged. Look deep within yourself and realize who you are in me. Make the choice to stop allowing those little things that keep pounding you to try to get you down, like as if you don't even know who you are in me anymore. Like you're some loser who just goes with the flow and just tries to sometimes see a happy face on somebody, and you go see your friends, and really what's going on is you're feeling shattered and depressed, down, confused, don't know if you're coming or going. Say this day, I know who I am. Say it in faith, then step out in that faith under the same anointing and conviction that David had when he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? All the issues in your life, are they bigger than me? Was Goliath bigger than me? Ha! David and I took him out with a rock. He was conquered. And because of that faith, David was able to defeat the Philistine army time and time again. The same is true with the issues in your life. What I want you to remember, son, is I have delivered you out of things before. David had been through a lot. He had been through a lot and was a man after my own heart, and he was victorious. Pursue my heart, son, like never before. You will be victorious. You will be encouraged. Remember who you are. You are my righteousness, and I love you.
Ah, that was fantastic.
Wow. That was cool. You know, as it's playing,
that gets to it, man. That's encouraging.
I do remember that.
That is an encouraging word.
And why is it on your phone? What, did I call you?
You couldn't get a hold of him.
Oh, that's what it was. Right.
He called me and left a message on my phone in the night.
To
play for him, yeah.
Did you ever play it for him?
Yeah. And then he forgot about it. I played again. I played again for him like a few months ago.
I'm glad someone took it.
Brother Mond, I don't remember that. don't remember that at all, bro.
I hope he was blessed. I love Richard. We got to have him on the show this year. This year, he's coming on.
He wants to be, yeah.
He's coming on. That's it.
Of course, he's got a lot of interesting encounters he's had.
Yeah, know? That guy, man. He has some stories.
He's got God all over him.
Hey, podcastee, you got to hear some of Brother Richard Mon. Brother Richard Mon? No, Brother Mon. We call him. He's, if you haven't guessed, he's Brother from Mon. He's from Ireland. So everything is Mon. Hey, Mon. You know, like a good Irish boy.
Yeah, Ireland, Jamaica,
same thing, pretty much. Yeah. They're right next to each other. Yeah, they're like right on the cusp. Anyways. Right. Well, I'll tell you a word. Well, I'll give you a word that the Lord gave me.
Oh, all right.
For this year.
Okay.
Maybe I should bring. Maybe I should have Christina come in to listen to this.
You could. I think she's close by.
Is Christina available?
I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm listening.
This is his voice from behind. The next room by the fire. We have now have a fireplace in the house, and yes. That's where you can find her.
Yeah.
By the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Lord. Now that was a great word, Kenneth Copeland. That was very encouraging.
It was.
So here's the word that the Lord gave me.
Do you ever have a word that's not encouraging?
Well,
it was encouraging.
Well, I've never had a word that wasn't encouraging. It left me scratching my head at times. Doesn't mean it wasn't encouraging.
Yeah.
So the Lord for 20.
I'm still thinking about the sailboats word.
That
sailboats.
Was years ago.
What?
That was how many years ago did I give you that word?
Probably like 12. Sailboats.
Yeah, like, just come over. Sailboats.
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 What's it mean? I don't know. You got to pray through it.
He
Maybe
said,
it wasn't sailboats. It was sailboats, meaning rather a noun. It's a verb.
What? We don't understand what that means.
Like instead of
well, it's more of an action word than a thing.
Oh, sail meaning a verb, boats the noun, not sailboats as a noun, but go and sail some boats,
right,
kind of thing.
Sailboats.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Maybe that's what that means. Sailboats. Yeah, he told me to go to Keith and say sailboats.
I know. Usually it's like, oh, okay, that I get, you know.
I hear you, podcastia. I hear you.
Sailboats.
They're saying get to the word already. I hear you. Okay, so here's the word for 2017 as given to me by the Lord of hosts.
Okay, amen.
When you flush, keep the cover down.
When you flush, keep the cover down.
On a toilet seat. That's what he tells me.
That's the word for 2017.
I said, Lord, I'm gonna give that word for 2017. He said, go ahead. When you flush with the cover down.
Well, that's a very...
you see how silent Chris became?
I've heard that. I didn't realize that was the word for the year.
Neither did I when he first said it, but then when I said, Lord, I'm going to give that word for 2017, he said, go ahead.
All right.
We talked about that, Christina and I, in the last... I think it was 2 Q&As ago, I think.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, ever since you said that, I've been thinking about that.
Hey, if it's from the Lord, it'll make you think, right?
But what, I mean, you would think, wow, what a great word for Kenneth Copeland. And yeah. Little kids are going to be doing notable miracles. And it's going to be lay hands on the sick. It's going to be all around you. And me, he says, when you flush, keep the cover down.
Hmm. Maybe it means something else.
Hmm.
Kind of like
elaborate at all?
Kind of a euphemism.
He didn't elaborate at all on that, no.
That's when you got to... I guess meditate on it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I have been putting it into action.
Keep the cover down. Well, that's good. That's good.
Until he elaborates a little bit on that. I'm just going to keep doing that.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, what is that? What does that mean? What does it mean?
I don't know. But let's move on in any event. So, the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven, and keep the cover down when you're flush. Okay.
Two good words.
So, this past year, 2016... We had a couple people. One man of God in particular, Vaughn Gerald, went home to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn Gerald was a very powerful man of God, great prophet. As a matter of fact, there was a just a short video we did honoring Vaughn Gerald on the website. But also, we had
remember,
a podcast.
He was the one that pulled out.
Yeah, me, you, and Richard.
That's
actually,
right. The three
that's
of
right.
Us.
That's oh, right. That's right. We tell that story.
Yeah. Well, we were at a men's group. Vaughn Gerald was, he was talking. He was doing the message for the men's group. He's like, I have a word, and he pulled out each of us one at a time. And
each of us meaning you,
me,
Richard,
and Richard.
And me,
yeah,
right.
Specifically
right.
out of like, what, I don't know, 14, 15 guys or something?
Yeah, right.
I remember your word was something about having the ball and running with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know mine specifically because I continue to speak it every day.
What he said?
Coming to a broad place, it'll be written in permanent marker, will not be erased. You'll snap the pencil in two, throw it up in the air behind you.
Well, you have it memorized.
I have it memorized, yeah.
That's cool.
I say it every day. And then Brother Mon, he had a word. Yeah, Richard.
Brother Mon?
I ask him every now and again, hey, remember that word? He's like, yeah, I don't really remember it, Brother Mon. Like, somebody transcribed it and wrote it for me, and I don't have much.
And it doesn't have that easy.
He said it's something about the gist of it was like that he wasn't going to be understood, you know, what he would try to.
Well, that's definitely
people are not going to understand him.
That's totally come to pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
Wow. Brother Mon strikes again. So you're coming to into a broad place. Great. You're coming to a broad place.
Yeah, and biblically, there's like, I think, four different places in the Bible where it says broad place.
Well, broad means
when they're
wide,
talking, they're talking
it?
About a big expanse, like a wide place.
Yeah, a
like
wide, right.
Encompassing a lot.
So an expansion, an extension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, like bigger territory, more.
Very cool.
You know, yeah.
Now that you say that, I actually told that story on the video. But we actually had a podcast go out this year of him preaching. Here's a clip. Early in the year, here's a clip from it.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm done chasing Christians. Done with it. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's a complete waste of time. Always has been. Always will be. In fact, centuries ago, they wrote a poem about it. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep. And doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone! And they'll come home. Whining as usual. wagging their tails behind them. You know, inactivity is the primary source of gossip. Boredom is the primary source of gossip. You know, you only gossip when you've got nothing better to do. If you were busy doing kingdom stuff, you wouldn't have time to think about what everybody else is doing wrong, would you?
Powerful.
Yeah.
Man. Vaughn is intense. I can't... Well, he's not inside of tense. He's intense. You know what I mean? He's very powerful. Very powerful speaker. Yes, very powerful preacher. And I'm sure he's up there right now preaching. I think he's walking around with Paul, preaching with Paul.
He's
up there.
He's enjoying.
We say up there, but
he's
over
enjoying
there.
Himself. That's
absolutely.
Sure.
There's absolutely no pain. And there's no pain, only gain.
Yeah, I think the, you know, no eye is seen, no man is conceived, but God is prepared for, you know, those he loves.
Right.
Like, I think if any of us got too much of a glimpse of heaven, we would just want to go.
Yeah, we'd
we
give
wouldn't
up
even want to stick around. Yeah, be like, I've had enough of this. Enough of this, I'm gone.
I tell Crystal, if the Lord was coming in like 20 minutes, I'm like totally ready to go. She's like, oh no, I can't go. I can't go. Yeah, we didn't do anything yet. What did we accomplish?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Paul said it's better for you that I stay. It's like,
it's better for me
to go.
Better for me to go, better for you that I stay.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
Also implying that he kind of could determine when he was going to go, right?
Absolutely. So do you have some, decide that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you decide when you're going to go?
I believe.
Yeah.
I guess Chris agrees.
Well, I tell the kids commonly, you know, I'm almost halfway there. You know, another 70 years and I'll be good.
70 years?
Yeah.
From now? How old are you now?
Almost halfway there. 60.
So you're 60. So another 70 was what?
130.
70, 80, 130 years old.
If I 130? Remember my third grade math, 60 plus 70.
As you can tell, I was having a little problem trying to figure that out.
But,
oh my
youth
goodness.
Renewed like the Eagles.
Oh, what? Hang on a second. Just got a text from Pastor Larry Clark. Happy New Year. Oh, that was nice. That's it. Come in a few words.
Wait, you want to interpret that? That was profound. That was profound and very notable.
Boy, all right.
Ready for the.
Oh, so funny. Well, actually, another thing. I got a tattoo this year. It was in August.
Mm.
And, oh, you got a tattoo. Isn't that a sin? It's not a sin to get a tattoo. The reason that it was written in Leviticus.
For all those Leviticus readers.
Well, it's because it was seen, and we answered this. Actually, this was a question. Is it a sin to get a tattoo? It was a question on the last Q&A. And we answered it just basically saying that at the time, Old Covenant, number one, you know, Old Testament. Yeah. Number two, it was seen as an idolatry thing. People were putting stuff on their bodies like, you know, to, like as a worship thing to other gods.
Right.
And God was like, all right, none of that. That's out.
None of that.
I mean, it's the first commandment. Honor no other god but me. He puts that before thou shalt not kill. So anyway, so I got the tattoo, and there's a picture of it up on the website with an explanation of what different things on the tattoo mean. It's a very personal kind of thing. It doesn't exist anywhere else. And anyway, you can go on the website and check that out. Under Year in Review, there's a new tab on the website. It's called Year in Review. So you go to that, you see all the stuff we're talking about is all there from that year's Scottcast. Anyway,
I love that.
While I was getting the tattoo.
While you were getting it.
While I was getting the tattoo, 10 minutes up the road, a horrific motorcycle accident involving Pastor Larry House and his wife Leslie House.
Mm-hmm.
Larry House died instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie was taken to the hospital for, I don't know, a few weeks. I'm not sure the details.
Has recovered, yeah.
And has since recovered. Yes? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And we did a podcast based on that happening called You Are Promised Tomorrow. And when we recorded that particular Godcast, You Are Promised Tomorrow, it was kind of like in response to this happening to Pastor Larry, who we knew personally.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Pastor Larry. He was actually one of our pastors.
Yeah, awesome guy.
At the time, I didn't know why the Lord wanted me to do this, but he said, after you record this, he said, put it up on YouTube, meaning this particular audio show. I'm like, yeah. So I put a picture up there, You Are Promised Tomorrow. And after I did that, that particular video, if you will, it's on YouTube. Just type in You Are Promised Tomorrow. You'll see it there. It got 5,194 listens.
Right.
172 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of comments. Actually, 7 comments. It amazes me how this is not preached, that you are promised tomorrow. It says in the Bible, it says, you are not promised tomorrow, but they're not talking to believers. James wasn't talking to believers at that time. He was talking to non-believers, people who held themselves at a high level, as if they're like in charge.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they were the ones that he was saying, well, you know, you're not promised tomorrow, but for some reason, we've taken this into meaning about us. Here's one of the most interesting parts of this. That day, Larry preached a very short sermon on, and I'm paraphrasing, so if I'm not totally on with this, forgive me. But he was talking about no matter what happens, that you ought to have peace in whatever situation is going on, no matter what.
Right. And kind of like what Paul preached, like in the prison, you know, whether I'm in a good place, in a bad place, you know.
Right.
I'm blessed, I have peace. I'm in irons, whether I'm...
Chains.
Chains, right.
Yeah. He said at the end of the sermon, he said, well, this is a short sermon. You guys are blessed. Like, he made a joke. And then, not knowing, but that day, he'd be going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We were 10 minutes up the road from where we were. And we're never in this area of Jersey. I mean, the only other time we've been in that area is when we were visiting him. But we actually passed his house on the way home. From getting the tattoo. Now, see, again, not knowing. Actually, you called me. Was it that night or the next night?
I think it was that night.
Was it that night? Kind of late?
We were on vacation. Yeah, we were away. But the whole thing, I think the reason this isn't preached is the same reason that all the other stuff isn't preached as well. You know, just about what salvation is, you know, why we're intended to be prosperous, you know, how we're delivered, how we're healed.
Right.
Because you get into what is man-made and, you know, what is God-given. And man likes to run with what they think. And this has been the kind of stuff that's preached for years. And it creates an environment, actually, where people almost look at the hierarchy or the pastor as being the important one and not God being the important one. Because all this junk is being preached, and it comes down to like what you do, which comes back to works, which takes away grace.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all the same old crapola, which we've talked about for years, and that spirit of religion getting in there and, you know, becoming, well, you know, this is about what you do.
Right.
It's not about what God did and you walking in it and you taking it and you running with it, but it's about what you do. It's about the cross plus what you do.
Yeah,
which,
right.
And all our works are as filthy rags. everything we do is nothing, but this is religion, and probably 98, 99% of the churches in the country preach this garbage, and people just go in, week out, W-E-E-K in, W-E-A-K out.
Yeah, that's right. Week in. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that from the manuscript?
I think it might be. I think I know that a little
bit. That's a little too clever for you.
I know that a little bit.
Week in, week out.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what we want to get out of people and just get what God wants to convey, his spirit,
absolutely,
his grace, everything that he is, you know, yeah, he came to give us abundance, right?
And people are hungry for this stuff. I mean, they're hungry. They want to know. Like this one woman, Brianna, wrote in 4 months ago. She goes, I just found this particular show, You Are Promised Tomorrow, doing a search about James 4:13 for a word study. And she found that. Totally changed her entire word study around.
Yeah, isn't it great?
I love this whole review society we now live in, I tell you. It's really
a review world. It's amazing. Everything's a review.
It's a golden age, man. Season's greetings. It's a new season.
New season.
Season's greetings.
It's here. But that's the whole thing. That's the whole purpose for why we're here, is to get the religion out.
Amen.
Get the junk.
Get the religion out.
Get it out.
Not to get it, not to distribute it.
Get it out.
Get it
removed. No, yeah. Remove
and
it.
And this
get the religion
me,
out of people.
It's an interesting segue we
How
have
can you
here.
Enjoy your life if you're walking around trying to, you know, you can't do enough. You can't think right. You can't do the right things. We're incapable of doing it, even if you wanted to.
Hmm.
You know? It's like Andrew Wannick says, who wants to be the, you know, best sinner ever to go to hell? I mean, it's,
right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, we can't get there on our own, and we don't need to. This is all about, it's about back to the garden, you know, return to righteousness because of what Jesus did. You know, we're righteous.
Sounds like you really hate religion, man.
I don't like it at all. I'm going to do a podcast on that. What do you think?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Before you go any further, earlier this year,
November.
You did a podcast called Why I Hate Religion. Let's take a listen.
This religious system, which you get in most churches that you go to in the country, is just, it's all burdens. Think of it. You get up in the morning, you're a religious person. Immediately, you have to do something. You've woken up, you got to start your day. So maybe you have to do devotions. Devotions are great. No problem with devotions. I do them. You should do them. But it's not a ritualistic kind of thing. It's very easy to get into, I have to read my 5 chapters or 10 chapters or whatever it is. We don't want to continue doing that stuff as a ritual. And all through the day, your word, you're thinking about your thoughts, you're thinking about your actions. You carry a consciousness of how you're doing. Am I doing right? Did I lie? Was I late? Was I mean to that person? Did I give the way I should give? Is everything appropriate? You know, you wind up scoring yourself. More good thoughts is a plus. More good deeds are a plus. More negative thoughts and more negative actions are a minus. And all through the day, you're carrying that burden and you're comparing yourself with other people.
Wow, you really do hate religion.
I hate religion. Despise it. Can't say it enough.
Well, that
podcast on that every
week. That episode was a far cry from something else we did this year. We launched for the first time Bible or Bull.
Bible or Bull.
Oh my goodness.
We get the most response from that
people
we ever got from anything, right?
The listeners,
I can just leave the reviews on that. I mean,
the reviews
60,
on that,
70.
It was something crazy. That was hilarious. That was hilarious. But you learn a lot of stuff.
You do.
So people are getting encouraged. They're getting blessed. They're getting, you know, taught in the form of a game show.
That's the whole thing. Yeah.
I remember there was that one. Okay, listen to this real quick. Listen to this. Listen.
Ready?
Yes.
Jesus loved one disciple more than the others. Is that Bible or Bull?
Okay. Now, hang on a minute. In the book of John, let me just think this out loud for a minute.
Think it out loud.
In the book of John, John talks about himself as being the most beloved of the Lord. I remember asking Christina, is John really the most beloved? And she said, well, according to John, he is. So
I like the vein.
We should
I like the vein.
Think that we are. But I would say my answer, final answer, by the way, would be evidence is lacking in the Bible to back up the statement that Jesus loved one disciple more than any others. So I would say my final answer is bull.
That's final bull. Answer.
Bull! 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 Bull!
That is a pile of load of crap. He didn't love one more than the other. He's writing the darn book. If you're writing the book, he loves you more than everyone else. That was John. He loves all of us. I'd say he loves me more than you. You'd say he loves you more than me.
Why did we get all heated on that one? Oh, man. We got totally carried away with that.
We got
bull, bull, bull. I remember pounding your dashboard.
Bull, bull, bull.
You know, we never know how these things are going to go. Like, no. Especially when we're in the car at 6:30 in the morning.
No.
You know,
it's like
on a Thursday.
Okay, my eyes open now?
Yeah, we have our coffee, and then we just start, and then the spirit's like, hey.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Just runs.
And he just starts getting excited, and we start getting excited.
Just go.
One of the things we love here at A History of God Ministries is when people accept the Lord through the ministry. We think that's great. Now, last month, we had a guy write in. His name is Lawrence. He wrote in, and he said, here are 5 questions. If you guys answer them, I'll accept the Lord. Be very careful. My salvation is riding on this. You know, he made it.
No pressure.
We answered the questions. Didn't say we had to get them right, but we did answer them.
Yeah.
He writes in again. Not only did he repeat the sinner's prayer, you know, like you do, but his brother, I believe, and his best friend also got saved through that. Let me tell you, that is one of the reasons we're even in ministry, is so that people can come to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As their Lord, as their Savior, as their best friend, as their confidant.
Yeah. Well, those are the 2 parts of it, is one, you know, getting people saved. And the other part is encouraging Christians to know who they are in Him.
How do you do that?
What is the abundant life?
How do you do that?
What is? Well, we speak what the Word says, you know, in a non-religious way. I mean, you preach on what's important. Like, people, you know, the Word's big, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could look at the moral part of the Word and, you know, the fruits of the Spirit and do this, and there's things there, and you can run with the moral part of it, which kind of comes back to us, comes back to what we do.
Right.
But then you can take the Jesus part of it, what He did on the cross. You know, it's finished, the thief getting saved, like, moments before. And everything that he
basically
did.
Basically getting saved on his deathbed, basically.
Yeah. And everything that he did so that we can be reconciled to God, so that we can walk with him, not have any condemnation, Romans 8:1.
Right.
And we can have an abundant life, John 10:10. So because of everything that Jesus did, we can enjoy our life. We are reconciled to the Father.
Amen.
We can walk in a way where we're not condemned. We're not getting up in the morning feeling the weight of sin. We're not going to bed at night thinking, oh, I blew it today.
Right.
You know, not that you want to walk in sin. This is what we always throw in the caveat. Not that you want to sin intentionally.
Right.
But you can enjoy your life and you're forgiven. And God's done everything for you. He's met every need that you might have. So, you know, you can have an enjoyable, fruitful life. It's back to the garden kind of stuff before the fall. That's our whole thing, is returning to righteousness, going back to before the fall. And if you're just walking in, you know, you're just listening to some pastor preach, and again, 99% of the churches, you know, well, do this, do that, go out and be a good guy, and, you know, go out and fix the roof or go to the bake sale or, you know, serve, start stacking chairs or whatever. I mean, all those things are important in the framework of, you know, a church and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But in the end, getting out of what we do. Okay, you read your 3 chapters today. You know, you prayed for 20 minutes. Yay! Okay, now you can go on and enjoy your day. No, that's not it. You know?
Yeah, right.
I heard somebody say, Andrew Womack or Keith Moore or somebody, he's like, you know, if you're up praying in the morning, he said, if you're not enjoying it, you can bet that God's not enjoying it.
Absolutely. If you're dreading it, he's dreading it even more.
So you don't want to get up and do things out of duty because you're not going to enjoy it.
Right.
It becomes again, a you chore, put it on yourself. You can't do it. If it's an errand, it stinks. Who right. wants to do that? Oh, I got to get up. I got to pray. Oh, I got to read my chapters. Oh, my gosh.
When I go and hang out with my wife, or if I hang out with one of my best friends, I'm not going like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my wife now.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
What's the point of that?
There's no point. Everything comes down to, you know, just looking at things like it's a box you got to check. I didn't do that. I got to do that.
I'm doing my devotions.
Got to do this. I read my chapters.
Let's see, devotions, take out the garbage, make coffee.
Yeah.
Go to the bank.
Yeah. And that is religion. That is,
yes.
You gotta.
And the word religion means?
This is all pre-Christ stuff.
The word religion means what?
The word religion?
I told you this, come on.
Yeah. What does it mean?
From the Greek word religios, which means back to bondage or return to bondage.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to be called religious. That's a very, that's not a compliment.
I know.
And people don't know what it means.
You're religious. It's like they do it. It looks like a compliment. It's like, I'm not religious.
Don't call me religious.
Yeah. I'm in a relationship.
Yeah. I'm in bondage. Really? I've returned to bondage. Thanks. I love you too. You know that. You're singing Christina's song about, you know, we should be living like it's the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
But she says it all the time.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you, because you're a big Romans 4:17 guy.
Yes.
What is Romans 4:17? Go look it up. Go look it up. We're not going to spoon feed you everything. I want to know, why do you, Keith Axum, why do you feel it's important to call things that aren't as though they are? Why do that?
Because the things of God need to be apprehended.
The things of God need to be apprehended.
Yes, the things that He has given us.
Yeah.
Okay, He's given us abundant life. We're already sitting in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He's already done it. It's finished. He became poor. We might become rich. We're blessed. We're prosperous. We're successful. We have salvation, preservation, healing, deliverance, soundness. That's for now. That's not for later.
So those
That's
are the things
for
of
after
God.
Death. Salvation is for now. Those are the things of God, but they have to be taken. You can't just sit there and say, well, okay, bestow it upon me and have things drop out of the sky on you. Hey, here's $1 million. Here's this. Here's that. We have to take what He gave us, and that's our part of the fight. That's the good fight of the faith, which is the only fight that we're called to fight, is the fight of faith.
But that sounds like to me that that's in a direct contradiction of the word being, not the toilet seat, but the cover now, the other one being the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. So you're saying it's not about, oh, bestow this upon, pour this out on my life from heaven. It sounds like you're saying almost the opposite.
Well, I'm saying take it. Okay, he said that, right? That's a word from the Lord, so we accept Kenneth Copeland is a prophet, and he hears from the Lord, and that is a valid word from the Lord, right?
Right.
Because we agree with it in our spirit, and we say that resonates with me.
Okay.
So now, you can't sit in the chair for 24 hours a day and wait for that to happen. You have to take it. You have to agree with the word.
Okay, so when you agree with the word, and you take it, that's when the outpouring happens.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
I say, I take it. I take that word. I take it for myself. I have that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to speak it. I'm going to confess it because confession is critical. God spoke the world into existence. You know, that's how we get saved. We believe in our hearts. We speak with our mouths. We get saved.
Right, right.
We confess. So we confess those things and we call those things which are not as though they were. Like, I don't have that yet.
Okay.
But I'm calling it. I'm calling it into being. God said it. I agree with it. Now I'm calling it in.
Okay, so the charge is 2017, the year of fabulous outpouring from heaven, and the process by which these outpourings occur, because it's a partnership,
right,
is by taking
partnership.
It.
Partnership.
It's by taking it.
I love it. Yes.
So when you apprehend it, that word gets fulfilled, and you start seeing the outpour.
Right.
That was really already there anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
But that's our part. We're not passive in that. You know, we're active.
Right.
We're speaking, we're taking, we're believing.
Right.
You know, calling those things which are not as though they were. Not walking in the flesh.
Them. You're calling them. As if calling to come.
In. Yeah. Like the dog, Spot. Here's Spot. Come here. Oh, here you are. Okay. Wealth and riches.
I didn't know any dogs named Spot.
Yeah. Fido. Those are the old time names. Rover.
You call them, they come.
Rover. Come here, Rover.
Zoe, Bella, Picard.
Yeah.
Come.
Right.
And they come.
Right.
But you got to call them.
You got to call them.
It doesn't mean they're not your dogs. Just because you call them in. Because you got to call them in. They're still your dogs. You got to call them in.
That's right. They're way out there in the backyard. You know, you got to call them in. You got to bring them into here.
So just because I got to call my dog to come in doesn't make my dog any less my dog just because I got to call her.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like sometimes you got to be active, you know?
Right.
Violent men take the things of heaven by force. They take them by force. Kingdom of heaven is taking through violence. And the violence, you know, the spiritual world is violent. There's angels, there's demons, they're fighting, they're slugging it out.
Yeah.
They're with us. And we have to take those things by force as well. And agreeing with God is just us doing that. It's us in our humility agreeing with God, what he said, and then taking it. And our part is the active part of taking it, speaking it, confessing it, believing it. You know, not walking in the flesh, not just about what we can see, taste, smell, hear, and feel. Because if that's it, you know, if it's just about what we can see, taste, smell, hear, and feel, then why bother? If this is it, well, this is all I see. I don't see any blessing. I don't see anything.
Hmm.
Well, you're not going to see it unless you believe it and you take it.
He provides, you activate.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
When he gives vision, he gives provision.
Blessings are voice activated.
Blessings are voice activated. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Voice activated, so remote control.
Just speaking, you know. Testimony, speaking, believing. Speaking is really, it's important. You know, we have to confess. God spoke the world into existence. We have to, you know, that's his way. You know, people believe through the foolishness of the message preached. Someone preached it. Yeah, someone spoke it.
Right.
And then somebody took it and believed it.
And ran with it.
So the same thing. You know, we want to speak those things which are not as though they were. Call them into being. God says it's here. I don't see it. I'm calling it in.
Mm.
Because I'm agreeing with what God did. It's already there. God looks at the whole thing at once, right?
In
he looks
shot,
at your whole life.
Right.
Right? He doesn't see down here when you had nothing. He sees up here when you have everything. He sees like the fullness, the completion of it.
The big picture.
So he's like, this, you know, look at my son. Mm-hmm. You know, he's rich, he's healthy, he's blessed. He's living in the garden.
Right.
Right. And but in the natural timeline of things, we may not be there and we have to get there. And we won't get there if we don't speak it and believe it and confess it and take God's word. And agree with it.
Right. Amen.
Just agreeing with your father. Agreeing with your daddy.
The blessing of God is voice activated and runs on a Wi-Fi signal. It does. Because I can bless Argentina. I can bless the people up the block. I don't even have to leave my house.
That's right.
So there's also like a remote control.
I don't think proximity has much to do with...
I don't think it has anything to do with it. At all.
No. Not physical proximity.
No, not at all. You know what I want the listeners to do? I want the listeners, I think this is a kind of a cool idea. I want them, when they write in this whole year now, 2017, I want them to write in what their favorite episodes are and why, and my wife has a special request, tell us where you're writing in from. I want to know where you're writing in from. So I want to do like a compilation. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Show number...
That would be interesting.
Whatever, you know.
See where people are from that are listening.
And we'll do a vote, like, what was the best episode of the year?
Because I know you've come to me before, hey, somebody listened to What Really Happened on the Cross. Somebody read it and they want to quote something you said, is that okay? And they're in Africa or something.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's like, wow,
really?
So cool. Yeah. That was a great article, by the way, What Really Happened at the Cross.
The world's gotten to be a small place with the internet.
Extremely small.
Everything is instantaneous.
Everything. If you don't know who Milton Berle is, you can find out right now. You can Google it right now while you're listening. Pull, on the same device you're listening on, you can look up who Milton Berle is.
That one from the Wayback Machine.
Something new for 2017, finally, after much challenges with the publishing, God Loves You and Gave You Favor, book number 2 in a set of 6, will be available very soon. I apologize. I mean, look, I did my part. I'm just waiting for Amazon to catch up now. We use a publishing channel with Amazon to get these books out. So God Loves You and Gave You Power is available online on Amazon.com. It's also a
phenomenal book, by the way.
That's the manuscript.
The manuscript.
Keith called it.
Yep.
And the second book, God Loves You and Gave You Favor, in which Jesus chimes in a bunch. Mm. And Christina has a bunch of notes in this book, too. Brother Terrence Clark, that's right, the Terrence Clark, he wrote the foreword in this one. You wrote the foreword in the first book.
I did.
When you called me the mad prophet. Because apparently I bore holes into your face while I'm talking to you with my eyes.
Yeah.
So that book will be available very, very soon. Very soon. Hold on, Donna. I know you're waiting. Donna, one of our partners, she keeps asking, when is the book going to be ready? Oh, so that's coming. So, let's see. Is there anything else? Anything else for this year? Is there something you want the listeners to know for 2017, which was the best year
that you ever had?
That they've ever had. Is there anything more focused or that you want to add on to you, Keith Axum, for?
Well, I'll just tell you what.
Podcastia.
Yeah. I mean, what I do, this is like daily confessing. You know, you're riding in the car. You just start speaking either a verse or, you know, and you do it like throughout the day. It's just like, get up. This is the day the Lord has made. You know, I will rejoice and be glad in it. So this is a day he's given us. Be excited. Be excited about the day. You know, otherwise days just run into each other, one into the next, and you just start looking to the end.
Right.
Be excited about the day. Speak. You know, this is the best day I ever had, best week I ever had, best month I ever had, best year I ever had. This is the best I ever had. Start bringing those things which God has said, start agreeing with them, and start speaking it. And take it. It's a process. We have, you know, do you know that people that do get rich, get wealthy, like really fast?
Uh-huh.
It takes them a long time if they don't just go ahead and blow it because they don't know what to, they're not equipped to handle with it. It takes them a long time to think like a wealthy person. It takes like years because they still have the old mindset.
Sure.
It's like, what do you mean you're buying that fixture? That's like $75. We can't. And in the meantime, they have millions, you know, but they're still thinking.
Oh.
They're still thinking old.
So they got a broke mentality.
Yeah. So we have to change that. You have to start changing the way that you're thinking now. And when God gives you wealth, he adds no trouble to it.
That's right.
Now.
So, give you all things to enjoy.
I mean, one of the things that I pray now is that, you know, when I have it and I physically see it, that I have the wisdom to know what to do with it.
Because
basically you're a distributor.
Right.
It passes through you and you get it out.
Exactly right.
That's so, enjoy it, absolutely. Enjoy what you want to enjoy. He richly gives us all things to enjoy, you know. Whatever it is. You know, boats, planes, everything. Whatever it is, you can enjoy it.
Right.
Nothing's too big, nothing's too outlandish. But at the same time, we want to get it out there. You want to be a conduit, get it out there, you know, fulfill that.
So I'm all about process. So I'm hearing three things. I'm hearing you say, number one, enjoy your days.
Yes.
Number two, speak, 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 speak.
Yes.
Speak what you want, not what you have.
Yes.
And as you speak it, you'll be getting opportunities to take and apprehend. And when you bring all these things together, you will then have change.
Amen.
In the natural. I like that. That's a good word.
In the natural.
Well, of course.
You'll see what has already happened.
You'll see tangible evidence.
It's already there in the spirit world.
Right.
In that spirit realm.
You just want to pluck it out of that realm.
That's right.
Plant it into the natural.
Plant it into the natural.
That's awesome. Yeah. I say we bring Christina in and see what she has to say. Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
But she's waiting in the wings for a line to come on, give a line to come back. Oh, here she comes. How's the fire going?
It's starting to
simmer. Starting to dwindle. Yeah. Did you losing the fire?
Huh?
You losing the fire?
Yeah, I'm letting it.
She's so losing her fire.
So we allow the fire to go down.
Right.
Which means you have to keep working the fire.
Right, you have to feed it.
You have to stoke the coals.
Right. Gotta stoke the coals. That's a word for somebody out there.
Right.
Do you have anything for the listeners for 2017 on this January 1, 2017?
Well, what I'm believing for is supernatural manifestations. I'm trying to work on how to translocate.
Oh, this is what you're working on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually not working on it, but I'm having this thing like, okay, I have to figure out how it's done.
I have to figure out how to time travel, basically.
Not time travel. I don't really want to travel through time, necessarily. Okay. I want to travel through space.
Oh. Without a vehicle. How do they work together? Okay.
Oh, you're like, I want to say, okay. Oh, you know what? We need to go to India right now. Boop. We're in India.
That's the sound it makes.
Jesus did it. Who else did it? Elijah did it.
Philip did it.
So it is something that we as believers have the ability to do. I just don't know how it's done yet, but I believe we can do that. Mm. I believe in those quantum leap things. I believe that this year will raise people from the dead. I want to see people manifested healing instantly, just like Jesus.
Just like the word. So everything
that Jesus was able to do, I want to be able to do. Because he said I could.
And greater.
Like translocation.
Although I'm not going to
like walking through walls. Jesus walked through a wall.
Right, he did.
Okay, because he was able to manipulate time and space and dimension. We are so limited in the natural realm.
Right.
And people think this is it. Like what I see, it's reality. You know, you got to get real. Come on. Don't live in a fantasy world. Excuse me, but the supernatural is more real and way bigger than the teeny tiny box you live in.
Didn't someone just call you radical like yesterday?
Yes. My friend Angela. Because we were having this conversation and she was asking me about why I believe this and what do you mean by that? And I was explaining and she goes, well, you know, that's pretty radical. And then she apologized for saying, you know, I'm like, no, I don't take that as a negative. I would say we're pretty radical. That's what got us kicked out of churches. So yeah, all right. But I'm just believing what Jesus said.
Yeah,
so
Jesus
if I'm radical, then so be it. Cause Jesus was radical and the religious people hated him and plotted to kill him.
Us.
Yeah. So I don't care. Whatever. It's irrelevant to me.
Okay. So you're believing then for the listeners to be able to translocate?
Everybody. Yeah. Not just me. And if anybody has figured it out, please let us know.
Yeah, just write it and let us know where you're from.
Here's how you do it. Here's where I'm from.
Yes, because I want to know where you're from.
Writing it from Maine. Here's how you walk through.
And then I imagine, what are they doing in Maine right now? So that's what I'm looking forward to this 2017.
Mm.
Seeing those supernatural manifestations.
She is radical. Because most people say, oh, I just pray that everyone's blessed and encouraged. And potluck dinner.
Well, I also had this conversation with Angela about, like, I think it was her. I'm not sure. I might be wrong. But somebody was saying to me, I'm really happy that, you know, I have enough for me and my family and we're content and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, that's great. But then what good is that? It's great. It's really good to be content and that you have enough and you're satisfied with what you have and be thankful for that. But then what about the guy who needs a coat and the guy who needs a car because he needs to get a job and drive to his job or he needs money to get on the subway and he, you know, we have to be able to provide that start and, you know, to get them on their way to prosperity.
And the church always used to do that stuff, but it's become the government now. People start looking towards the government, and that's a whole other subject. But
it's
supposed to be the people of the church is supposed to pull people up.
Right.
I knew there was something I almost forgot to mention. We are working on it's in concept form right now of a new YouTube show on a History with God Ministries YouTube channel, and it will star Christina in it. And it would be, and it's just Chris giving these like brief explanations of different things in the Bible. And we're going to call it, You Say You Want a Revelation. And I don't know if we get the rights to that Beatles song. But it's very laid back. All right, everybody stop singing this song for a second. Let me get this out.
Some people out there don't even know who the Beatles are.
Yeah, you know, if they don't know who Milton Berle is, they're not going to know who the Beatles are. Anyway, we're Ed Sullivan, Mr. Ed Sullivan. We've come full circle. Is that going to be like a thing now? The whole Milton Berle thing? Milton Berle. But You Say You Want a Revelation. It's very laid back, very like kind of, but she's kind of she's laid back, but kind of in, like has a little bit of an attitude with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we think that'll be interesting to produce. And it, well, it's not going to be like an hour show. It's just very brief.
Right.
1-2 minute thing, whatever. And then on to the next, maybe every week, every month. We don't know yet. It's still, we're still conceptualizing. But I do love the title. You Say You Want a Revelation. Huh. I think that's all I got here on my,
to-do list.
My to-do list. I think we got everything in. Awesome. 2017. We good? We good? Yeah. Translocation and Milton Berle? We're good. Okay.
Looking forward.
Well, just remember this.
Looking forward. Translocation and Milton Berle. That about sums it up.
Well, if you time travel, you can go back in time, meet Milton Berle before he becomes famous, encourage him with a word, and then come back here and do a podcast. Or a show You Say One of Religion. Before I have another bagel, we're going to sign off with this. Remember, in the new year, right now and in the new year, we love you, God loves you,
and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.